Good morning, everyone. My name is Hyo Jun Kim, and I'm an engineer with Samsung Electronics in South Korea. Today, I'll talk about BPLRU, which is a buffer management scheme especially designed for place storage devices. Now, I'll start with some background and motivation of our work. Today, place storages are getting popular more and more. There are a lot of mobile devices using flash memory, such as MP3 players, mobile phones, and various memory cards. Recently, flash memory-based solid-state drive is also getting popular, especially for high-end laptop computers, because it has many strong points compared to conventional hard disk drive. Flash memory-based SSD is small and lightweight. It consumes low power, and it is very strong for shock and vibration. Most importantly, it shows very good random read performance because there is no mechanical part inside flash memory. So when we are using SSD for our system, we can experience dramatically fast OS booting time and application launching time. However, for the random write performance, generally, flash storage show relatively poor performances even though there is no mechanical part. Here is an example. We can compare the result of HDBench result of 4GB SSD and 4GB hard disk drive, which are used for small laptop computers. These are sequential read and write performances, and for that, the performances are similar. But for the random read performance, SSD shows much faster performance than hard disk, as I already said. But for the random write performance, the performance of SSD is very poor, even worse than hard disk drive. So this is our motivation, and we are proposing RAM buffering technique to enhance random write performance of flash storage devices, and BPLRU scheme is the buffer management method. Here are the contents of today's presentation. I just mentioned briefly the background and motivation of our work, and I explain the characteristics of NAND flash memory and what is flash translation layer, because these are very important to explain why flash storages show poor random write performances even though there is no mechanical part. After that, I'll explain BPLRU in this sequence, the idea of BPLRU, system architecture, key techniques of BPLRU. After that, there will be some evaluation results and conclusions. To explain why flash storage show poor random write performances, we need to understand the characteristics of NAND flash memory first. To help your understanding, I compared the structure of NAND flash memory to the structure of hard disk. In a hard disk, there are platters, and a platter has multiple tracks, and a track consists of multiple sectors. Similarly, in NAND flash memory, there are multiple planes, and a plane has multiple blocks, and a block has multiple pages. The page size is different up to the device types, but the most common size is 2 KB nowadays. And these are most important characteristics of NAND flash memory. First, in NAND flash memory, it must be erased before being programmed, and the operation of erase unit is a block. This is the most important characteristic of NAND flash memory. In a hard disk, we can read and write hard disk in a sector unit, but in NAND flash memory, we can read NAND flash memory in a page unit, but to write NAND flash memory, we need to erase the block first, then we can program page. This is the biggest problem to us. And second characteristic is the pages must be programmed sequentially within a block boundary. And there is a limitation number for erasure times per each block. Limitation is about 100,000 times per SSC type NAND flash memory and 10,000 times per MLC type NAND flash memory. Here's an example. This big rectangle means a block of NAND flash memory, and the row means a page. So in this example, there are only 8 pages per block, but in the real devices, the typical number of pages per block is 64. And when all bits are set to 1, like this, we call this block as a clean block, and this is the initial status of block in NAND flash memory. And we can program NAND flash memory in a page unit, like this. By the page programming operation, some bits are selectively changed to the bit 0. So we can say the page programming operation means bit changing process from bit 1 to bit 0. And as I already said, the pages must be programmed sequentially within a block boundary. A page, once programmed, if we want to change the contents of a page, we need to erase the block. So, because the operation unit is a block for erase operation, all blocks are listed to this status. So, in an NAND flash memory, it is very difficult to update content of page. So, here are the restrictions of NAND flash memory. It must be erased in a block unit, then it can be programmed in a page unit. And the pages must be written sequentially, programmed in sequentially. And there's a limitation number for erasure times per each block. So these restrictions are not matched with the current file system, which were originally designed for hard disk drive. Because this file system frequently overwrite sectors, and these write sectors non-sequentially, and the file system uses storage device unevenly. So there is a big gap between NAND flash memory and existing file system. Therefore, we cannot use the file system just over NAND flash memory. So a special software layer named the Flashy Translation Layer is now being used to use existing file system over NAND flash memory. The purpose of FTL is to provide the functionality of hard disk with NAND flash memory in software method. So if we use FTL over NAND flash memory, we can use NAND flash memory just like a hard disk. So we can write sectors randomly to the NAND flash storage devices. Then FTL emulate the functionality of hard disk with its own mapping algorithms inside. But there must be much of overhead because that kind of random update is not matched with the nature of NAND flash memory. NAND flash memory is designed to be erased in a block unit. So it must be not efficient. Meanwhile, the most efficient way to use flash storage device is write sequentially in a block boundary like this. So every flash storage device shows their best performance for this kind of write pattern. So flash translation layer is used to use existing file system over flash memory, and its goal is to emulate hard disk functionality, especially in-place sector updating function. And for the purpose, it uses remapping technique from logical sector to physical page. Because a page of NAND flash memory cannot be updated physically, aptl redirect the new content to the other empty page. Then it maintains the mapping information internally. And up to the mapping granularity and method, there are many kinds of aptl algorithms. So here is the summary until now in the introduction part. The first, NAND-flash memory must be erased in a block unit, then it can be programmed in a page unit. It is the most important characteristics of NAND-flash memory. aptl can emulate the hard disk functionality with its mapping algorithm, but there must be much overhead when sectors are written randomly because NAND-flash memory must be erased in a block unit. So I want to say that flash storage show poor random write performances because of aptl overhead. In other words, because of the nature of NAND-flash memory, because it is designed to be erased in a block unit. And the most desirable write pattern on flash storage is sequential write pattern over an erasable block boundary. These two things are the most important thing. From now on, I will introduce our PPRLU scheme. Here is the idea of a PPRLU scheme. The purpose of PPRLU means block padding LRU. And the purpose of BPLRU is to enhance random write performance in flash storage device with RAM buffering technique. So, for the purpose, BPLRU tries to change scattered random write pattern, which is not matched with the nature of NAND-flash memory, to the sequential write pattern over block boundary. Because this pattern is the most desirable write pattern in flash storage devices. This slide is the most important slide in my presentation, and it is core concept of BPLRU. Here is the system architecture. In the host side, there must be processor, file system, and host buffer cache. And the storage side, there is a flash memory, aptl, and we are proposing to add write buffer with BPLRU scheme to enhance random write performances. More specifically, BPLRU uses three key techniques: block level LRU, page padding, and LRU compensation. I will explain one by one. The first technique is block level LRU. It is the same with LRU policy, but it manages LRU list in a block level. Here, the block means the erasable block size of flash storage device, NAND flash memory, maybe. And in this example, this shadowed rectangle represents a buffer, and the number in the rectangle means logical sector number, and this dotted line means a block boundary. So in this example, four sectors can be included in a one block boundary. And BPLRU manages LRU list in a block level. So for example, when sector 15 is accessed, it must be moved to the front of the list by LRU policy. But we manage this LRU list in a block level. Sector 12 is also moved to the front of the list because both sectors are in same block boundary. And when we need to evict a buffer to a new sector, we choose a victim in a block level also. So in this case, this block, the least recently used block, will be chosen as a victim block, and the two sectors in the buffer, in the block, will be flushed to flush storage devices. The second technique is page padding. This technique is used when BPLRU flushes the victim block to the flash storage device. And its purpose is to make perfectly sequential write pattern in an erasable block boundary. So in this example, a victim block has only two sectors, sector 12 and sector 15. And two sectors are missing in the buffer. So if we just flush this block to the place storage device without page padding, the write pattern will be like this. It is not sequential write pattern in the block boundary and not so desirable. So we read some missing sectors from place storage devices to the buffer, then write back to make sequential write pattern. Actually, this read cost is not so expensive because place storage is very good at reading. And by that cost, we can make perfectly sequential write pattern. And as I already said, it is most desirable write pattern in place storage devices. So with block-level ALU and page padding technique, we can change the scattered random write pattern to the sequential write pattern in a block boundary. The third technique is ALU compensation. This is the purpose of this technique is to use more RAM buffer for the sectors written randomly rather than the sectors written sequentially. That is because place memory shows good enough performance for the sequential write pattern. So we want to use more RAM for the sectors written randomly rather than sectors written sequentially. So in this example, because all sectors in a block boundary are written sequentially, we just move the buffers to the tail of the ALU list to lower the priority of the buffers. I will show some evaluation results. We evaluated our work with both by simulation and real experiment. For our simulation, we used write buffer size from 1 megabyte to 16 megabyte. And this is our evaluation board. And we implemented USB storage device with this board. And we fixed write buffer size to 8 megabyte. Both simulation and real experiment, we used log block FTL algorithm. This is one FTL algorithm, which is one of the widely used FTL commercially. And we compared four cases when we are not using buffer and we are using buffer with ALU policy, FAB policy, BPALU policy. For the FAB, I will explain from now on. FAB means flash aware buffer policy, and which it is proposed in 2 years ago, 2006, for portable media players equipped with place memory. It also manages buffer in a block level, but it has its own victim selection policy based on page utilization. As our understanding, its purpose is to use RAM buffer for fast metadata rather than the sequentially written media data. So its purpose is very similar to our ALU compensation technique, but there is no page padding. So we collected write traces from 9 workloads over different file systems and operating systems. Today, I will show 3 representative results up to the degree of randomness. The first write pattern came from MS Office 2003 installation. We installed MS Office with pull option, and we collected write traces. And in this graph, y-axis means logical sector number, and x-axis means time. And for the if this is simulation result, y-axis means the throughput, write throughput. So higher value means better performance, and x-axis means write buffer size. There are 4 lines. Blank line is no buffer. And green dotted line is ALU policy, blue line is FAB, red line is our BPALU. As you can see, BPALU is effectively enhancing the write throughput, like this. The second write trace came from Linux kernel compilation workload, it is a little more random than previous one. And here's the result. Also, BPLLU shows better performance than the other algorithms. And the third write pattern came from peer-to-peer file download workload. We downloaded about 630 megabyte movie file from internet through peer-to-peer file download program, EMU. And it's extremely random, because peer-to-peer file download program downloads small pieces of file from multiple peers concurrently. First, it creates a big file, dummy file, then it downloads and writes small pieces concurrently. So in my opinion, this is the most extreme case which really generates random write pattern in the desktop environment, not server environment. So because the write pattern is extreme, degree of randomness is extreme, the effect of BPLLU is also great. To verify our simulation result, we compared the simulation result with our real experimental result. We fixed RAM buffer size to 8 megabyte, and we measured the write throughput in the real board. As you can see, the left side means simulation result, and this is the real experimental result. As you can see, the real result is relatively lower throughput than simulation. It is because we didn't include for our simulation the CPU overhead and RAM copy overhead, that kind of things. So we just calculated the write throughput for our simulation based on the number of flash memory operations, such as number of read times, number of write times, that kind of that. So there's some differences, but overall, the results are well matched. So here are conclusions. We proposed the BPLLU policy to enhance random write performances of place storage device. And we think this is very, this role of BPLLU is very like the elevator algorithm of a hard disk. In a hard disk, elevator algorithm tries to minimize seek delay, because seek delay is the dominant for the hard disk performance. Similarly, BPLLU tries to translate the random write pattern to the sequential write pattern in the block boundary, because that write pattern is the most desirable write pattern in place storage devices. BPLLU uses three key techniques, and it shows very good evaluation result. But we have to be careful, because aggressive RAM buffering may influence the integrity of file system and storage system. And the last thing I want to say is flash storages are very different to hard disk, and we need to understand the characteristics of flash storage more deeply to use it then more effectively. Thank you. Actually, the power part is the weak point of buffering techniques, I think. So currently, I have no answer for that. But personally, I think we have to find some hardware approach to solve that problem. I found some patent about that, such as adding capacitor or little battery to save the contents of buffer. in a hard disk drive, even in a hard disk drive, but we cannot see that kind of devices today. I think that is the, it is not so cost effective. So if it is very effective in placed SSD, it may be possible. So actually, currently I have no solution for the top failure.
Hi, Petros Maniatis, Intel Research. One thing that I wasn't sure about, it wasn't in the paper and it wasn't in your talk, was how the response times, how the latency of your accessing the disk, both for reads and for writes, changes when you have this intermediate layer that buffers things before pushing them down. Would you have a ballpark? Is it twice as slow, only 10% as slow?
Sorry, I am not so good at listening. Can you speak so?
No, what I was talking about was latency for the writes. So when you have to wait to write them into a buffer before you push them into the flash.
Yes.
Presumably they take less time, they take more time than they would if you just push them right through, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand if you have a ballpark idea of how much slower writing into your SSD is.
So you mean just delay the time in the buffer, then when we are idle, we can write to the flash storage device buffering. Is it
how
right
or no?
Sorry?
How much additional delay does that add? And how does that impact the performance of the overall device?
For ladies, sir?
The additional delay of buffering data before you write it to the device. How does that impact the performance of the overall device?
If we consider only writing, there is the latency is not so critical because we can save a lot of time for the other part. But for reading, actually there's some delays. And actually it was about up to about roughly 20% maybe. But I think it must be, it is not optimized with just, it is because implemented by software. I think for the real devices, that part must be enhanced by hardware parts, I think. Actually, there is some delays.
Thank you.